James Franco's having a giant party.
Yes!
This place is beautiful.
The sheriff's office is urging people to stay in their homes right now.
Looting, rioting.
For all we know, the Lakers could have just won, and that's the reason why all this is happening.
I think it's the apocalypse.
It's all in here.
And he opened the bottomless pit.
The sinkhole? Every single time I turn on the news, sinkhole in South America, a bunch of South Americans getting sucked into the ground.
Sinkhole de Mayo.
Okay, here's the deal. For as little plot as there is in Seth Rogen's new comedy about the end of the world, it's stunning that the film holds together as well as it does. This Is the End features Rogen and his on-screen buddies as exaggerated versions of themselves attending a party at James Franco's house when the apocalypse hits. What follows is a hodgepodge of drug-fueled end-of-the-world shenanigans. This Is the End is made for the fans of Rogen and Company's films. It's filled with inside jokes and trendy actors playing obnoxious versions of themselves. The movie is funnier than it should be, but it does have some jokes and characters that wear thin after a while. Still, for an R-rated summer comedy, it's fun enough. This Is the End gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.